And welcome to another edition of 99 Questions. I am your host, Bob Buell. This is, of course, an oddly numbered interview show where we ask all sorts of interesting people interesting questions. And joined with me today, oh my gosh, the credits here. Actor, writer, director, from a little thing you might have heard of on YouTube called Smosh, it's Jackie Uway. Jackie, how are you today?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing so well. So happy to be here. I'm so glad we were able to connect.
Yes, believe me, I am equally as happy, maybe even a little more. Not sure. It's not a contest, but maybe one notch happier that you're here. I'm so happy to have you.
We'll fight, Bob. We'll fight. Don't worry about it.
The next hour is just us screaming at each other. Yeah. But we have so many questions. But before we dive in, what's a good interview podcast without a couple ground rules right up front, just to set the tone? Like ground rule number one: take as much time or as little time as you need to answer the question. If a yes or no suffice, give me a yes or no. If a short story about your life helps us get a better understanding, I want to hear that story.
Okay, I can do that.
Ground rule number two, this is not a Wolf Blitzer interview. This is not a gotcha interview by any means. There's nothing controversial here, but if you want to pass over any question or skip, no problem, no judgment, we can pass.
Okay.
And ground rule number three, despite the name of the show being 99 questions, there might be a follow-up. I might throw you one off the cuff. Some of these, by the English definition of the word, are not questions. They're just words I put a question mark at the end of. We're not going to worry about that too much. So the first of these non-counting questions, Jackie, are you ready?
I am ready.
Oh, you love to see it. You love to see it. Question one. What's the perfect breakfast?
Oh, boy. Perfect breakfast. I love waffles. So a waffle, a protein. Preferably sausage, well-cooked sausage, a little cup of fruit, a beverage of some sort, and maybe like a little muffin, but it must be a moist muffin. We can't be having a dry muffin or anything like that. And if all of that goes to hell, French toast.
If that muffin is dry, scrap the whole thing, French toast. Yes.
French toast.
I love it. Question two, who's the coolest dude?
I have to say my dad. He was a pretty cool dude. Everybody loved him. Everybody loved him. Very much a storyteller. I feel like I get a lot of my humor from him. So I'd say he was a cool dude.
That's amazing. Question three, steak, chicken, or fish?
Okay, now that I'm getting older, but young always and young at heart,
we're both forever 21. Don't get
forever
it.
Forever 21. Exactly. Bankrupt.
Not an ad. Hashtag not an ad.
Yeah. Hashtag not sponsored. I would say fish. I really enjoy salmon. I really enjoy salmon on things. I feel like whenever I get to choose salmon, I'm like, ugh, girl, you got paid today. You got money in the bank if you're eating salmon. But typically I'm eating chicken, but I often only eat chicken I make or from like a well-established place that makes said chicken, because a lot of people be out here making some dry ass chicken. Okay. I don't know what it is, but the chicken is often dry. So I would go fish.
The safe bet. It's still a step up. I like it. Question four. Best gift you've ever gotten?
Best
gift. See, we start at breakfast, but it ramps up. It ramps up.
I'm like, I would probably have to say My uncle helped me out with the down payment on my car. And so that was a nice gift because that car takes me everywhere, especially living in LA. So that's a pretty great gift. Very practical.
What kind of car you got there?
Got a Mazda 3, a little sedan. I'd be zoom zooming around the streets of LA, you know?
Question five. Flip of the script here. Best gift you've ever given.
See, I like giving gifts. I would say that's probably one of my love languages. Like I love receiving quality time, but my I'm really when I set out to give a gift, I'm pretty good at it. One time I made and I also get very attached to people very quickly. So like someone that I've only known for like a short period of time might have gotten a really like intense, like really good gift. But like my best friends and I, like we don't really give each other gifts for birthdays and like holidays, anything like that. So one time, one gift that I was really proud of was I gave my coworker when I was a receptionist. I was a receptionist for 6 months out of college, and one of my coworkers was leaving and moving back to like another part of the country. And I remember she was really into the Muppets, and so I made her a I got a I've made her a flower vase, but then I like hand painted different Muppet characters on each side of the vase and put
Whoa.
like beads in it. And I think I made those like floral pens so that she could like I think she was going back to school at the time or going back to an office so that she could have it like on her desk. So
That's unreal.
I love to craft and DIY.
Hating Muppets?
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Hey.
Question six. What did you want to do for a living when you were a kid?
I wanted at first to be a pediatrician because that sounded like the thing I was supposed to say, but at heart, like I always wanted to be on the Disney Channel. Like I always wanted to be on TV because I loved the Disney Channel. So, but then as I got older and realized that adults have expectations, I said, I'll be a pediatrician. And then it came back around and I said, you know what? Do what makes you happy, girl. And so, I've been obviously like acting and everything since the eighth grade. It's not super obvious to everyone, but I started acting in eighth grade. But I've always been like pretty much a realist, and made sure like I've always been in a position to like make sure my bills are paid. So when I first moved out to LA, I worked full time so I could like make sure I could take class so I could support like my acting like hobby at the time until it became like something I could do for the majority of my time.
Say you smart strategy, but still going after the dream.
Absolutely.
That's what it's about.
Absolutely. I'm not trying to be a starving artist. That is so unappealing to me. It is so not cute. I don't, oh, it's never, that's never appealed to me. So I will always have a job somehow, some way. Just the bills got to get paid and not have two cats to feed. The bills got to get paid. So
Cat food ain't cheap.
at all. At all.
Question seven. What's the largest animal you can beat in a fight?
Just under a golden retriever. Like I don't think like medium anything larger than a medium-sized dog, I'm a wimp. I couldn't do it.
That's still pretty sizable, though. That's not bad.
I guess so. I feel like yeah, I could probably anything under the size of a medium-sized dog, I could do as long as it's not poisonous.
Fair, fair. Those scorpions and such are off the table. Yeah.
You know, I would probably run first, but you know, a sandal does a lot of work. Just smack it. I can smack a scorpion, okay? I can smack a scorpion.
Yeah. Listen, I had one of those house centipedes the other day.
Mm-mm.
Pa-pa!
Exactly.
Caught the back end of a Adidas flip flop, and it's RIP Centipede. Question eight. Who's someone you look up to?
Oh, that's easy. My mom. She's
Hmm.
like one of the strongest women I know. She's super independent, very opinionated, but she's always someone that I've, looked up to and also strive to be like.
Wow, I love that. Question number nine. First album you bought with your own money?
First album I bought with my own money was the Pokemon the movie soundtrack.
Excellent choice. Excellent choice.
Was between that and I think Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. But and again, this is tells you a lot about me. There is a Britney Spears song on the Pokemon the movie soundtrack. So I was like, well, then I'll get more artists on the soundtrack than I will by getting just all Britney Spears. So I want to say I regret it, that was my first album for
I
sure.
get the mentality though. It's kind of two for one. You get both. Question 10. What's your go-to karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke song is Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
I'm spotting a trend.
Yes, I can sing the fuck out of that.
Yes.
I thought the old lady dropped in the ocean in the end.
Plus, yeah, it gives you that little verbal thing at the end where you can kind of freestyle depending if you're in the group, like, hey, how's everyone here in, insert city name here doing tonight? And you love it. Love it.
It's everything.
Question 11. What's the last song you listened to?
Ooh, last song I listened to. Let us see.
Once again, a question not sponsored, but Spotify.
Not sponsored,
DMs are open.
but
That's all I'm saying.
okay, legitimately, the last song that I listened to. It's Baptize Me from Book of Mormon.
Ah.
Yes, I'm working on writing a musical with a friend right now, and so we're trying to find similar references that we like. We're writing the lyrics and sending those to our composers, so we're trying to find references that kind of give off the vibe of the song we want. And so I just met with her, and so this is the last song I listened to. It was Baptize Me.
You could do much worse. Book of Mormon was fantastic.
Oh, good.
Question 12. What's a band or musical artist you want to hear more from?
I just had this thought yesterday. Hozier. What happened
Oh, yeah. They had like a song that
to
was the
Hozier?
biggest song on the planet.
There's a couple songs too that he has, and I will say every time Hozier comes on, I'm always just like, yeah, I listened to it all the way through. I had a chill mix on Spotify, and Hozier was on it, and I was like, yeah, this is a good vibe.
Absolutely. Bring him back. 13. A song that brings the most emotion out of you.
Oh my gosh. Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. Woo! Yeah.
I'm feeling it in my chest already.
Honestly, the song in general, Dolly Parton ate it up. Her version's great too, but the Whitney Houston one I heard first, so that one always kind of hits me in a specific way.
Oh, I love that choice. 14. What's your favorite music video?
Say My Name, Destiny's Child. Yes. Before it was the three. Drama. Drama, drama, drama. That we play all the time on the Disney Channel, and it's so colorful too. Loved it.
Yeah. I remember that's the era of like TRL. where they would only play like a minute of the video and then move on. So it's like
Yes.
that like center chunk is burned in my brain, but I couldn't tell you how it begins or ends.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what's another, it feels very much TRL. It was, what's the music video? Because I really loved these outfits. They're a one hit, maybe a two hit wonder group. They're called Dream. He loves me. He loves you not.
Oh, yes, of course.
No matter what you do, he's not gonna
Be
be
with
with
you.
you.
Oh, yeah.
Those outfits. Oh, I wanted one of those outfits so bad.
Listen, tomorrow's another day. That option's always on the table there.
Right.
Question 15. You got $1 million, but you have to donate it all to charity. What charity is it going to?
Probably Planned Parenthood. Yeah. Planned Parenthood would be my first option.
Excellent choice. 16, favorite holiday.
Thanksgiving. I love to eat.
You get the variety. You get it's a holiday built off a smorgasbord. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And like, it's not really the holiday, because I mean, like, y'all know about
Yeah.
the story that, like, the Thanksgiving story is a little, but the tradition of Thanksgiving, I really enjoy because it's built around cooking, eating, and napping. The expectations for what are going to happen on Thanksgiving are like they're kind of high, depending on like, whoever has to make the meal, right? Like my
Yeah.
mom is very much a morning dinner Thanksgiving, have the food ready by the time the parade is over. And then like my godmother, she would always do a Thanksgiving dinner. But in recent years, I've just gotten used to like the food being ready by lunch and then just having the rest of my day. And we're all just sleeping, napping, getting up, eating more food, going back to sleep. Like it just feels so good to just relax.
Yeah. Is there any bite of food better than after the nap and you get up and just peel like a little piece of turkey off, like a little skin, a little white meat, a little something?
Nothing better.
It's the best. It's the best bite of the whole day. Question 17. What's your go-to drink when you walk into a coffee shop?
Iced would be an iced vanilla latte with some type of alternative milk. That's my go-to because I'm basic and I'm not very good at ordering coffee. Like I just very recently, no, okay, like it's, I'll give myself more credit than that. I'm not like a coffee aficionado by any means. It just needs a little bit of pep. So I go with an iced coffee or iced vanilla latte with some type of alternative milk and hot, usually a hot vanilla latte with some type of alternative milk. I just had my first frappuccino the other day.
Ooh.
And yeah, I was like, I was like, you know what? It's a Friday. Let me get a venti frappuccino, vanilla bean. Let's get crazy. And I had made a stop. I was on a work trip, so I was driving back home, and I got the largest drink. And I realized, as I was finishing the drink, what's in a frappuccino? And I forgot to ask for not like for non-dairy milk. And so
Ah,
I just had a milkshake. Very,
basically.
yeah, I had a very large milkshake, and I think I was driving back from San Diego, and I was like, ooh, girl, you got a while to go before. Because of that, I don't experiment often, but typically those are my go-tos. But I also at Starbucks, I really like a ice green. I like an ice green tea lemonade.
Yes, they're green tea lemonades there. Yeah, not bad. But that green tea lemonade, that is a banger.
It's delicious.
Especially in the summer, so cool you
Yeah.
down. Ooh,
Ooh, add peach to it.
Well, I know what I'm doing after this show. I'm
Ooh.
I
Go
gotta
get
swing out to Starbucks here.
it.
18 as a biggie. Spell the word gray.
Well, now I'm overthinking it. Grey, because I'm thinking
Wow.
of Mr. Gray.
Okay.
I'm not British. I'm not British, though. I'm not.
I'm not strong with Team EY. You know, I respect it. Question 19. What's your prized possession?
Oh, that's very difficult. That's honestly offensive because I would say I am always proactively working against like a general hoarding tendency that I have. So I have a lot of sentimental items. One of my most prized possessions, I think, would be I have this cat necklace that I really love that my godmother gave me. And this is gonna sound so weird, but whatever. It's true. So my godmother and godfather, they had this safe in their garage, and they were kind of like grandparents to me, age-wise, right? And so they had this safe in their garage, and so every once in a while they would like take the jewelry out of the safe and they would clean it, and I would be over, and so I'd help clean it. And I remember this necklace, I would always help clean when I was younger, and then finally one day like they gifted it to me. And so that's definitely one of like my prized possessions. And now, and it's funny because I had this before I had cats. So it's just this cat necklace. It's a really small gold necklace. And now I have two cats, and so it kind of feels perfect.
P-U-R-R ficked.
Per Okay, Bob.
If you're gonna lob these softballs, I gotta hit them.
Yeah,
That's too good.
yes.
No, I
Love
love that. I love
them.
that. Question 20. Are you competitive?
Absolutely.
Wow. Instant answer.
Absolutely competitive. I will say though, like, I'm competitive, but I can also drop the competition very quickly. Like when the game is over, right? But like when the game is, I'll play the game, but when the game is over, I'm like, okay.
Just wash it right off, back to
Yeah.
normal mode.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I'm like, we all know we were playing a game, right? Great. We're playing the game. And then it's over.
Question 21. Do you consider golf a sport?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Ooh, okay.
It takes talent.
Oh, it more than I got, that's for
Is
sure.
it a sport I watch? No, but I mean, it's a sport for sure.
Fair. That's fair. 22. Have you ever played any sports?
Yes, I did gymnastics for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I never competed, but I did like recreational gymnastics once a week for 10 years.
Holy cow.
Yes. Shout out to Gymstar's Gymnastics in Stockton, California. And then before I started gymnastics, I played soccer, as all little Nigerian kids do. And then in high school I played volleyball, and then I also did discus.
Oh, wow. Really running the gamut there. Very
I feel
cool.
like I'm missing one for some reason, because the goal was to get out of all of this get out of PE in high school. So I'm like, am I missing one? I think I was trying to get out of swim in PE. So they wouldn't have us swim during the winter. I don't know. So I'll give it that to you, Queen, again. Yeah, I played, and then in high school,
Now this is future me's job to see if I actually edit that properly or let it fly. But no, I love that.
Yeah, well, in high school I did volleyball and then I also did discus.
Nice. Very nice. 23, favorite sport to watch.
Ooh, I really enjoy watching gymnastics. Yeah.
Plus, especially coming from your background, you got to know all the intricacies and all the little, like, oh, she didn't move her hand in this direction. Like the little things that people don't catch, you know?
Well, it's much more fun to watch now. And I just appreciate it a lot more than I did while I was doing it. I think gymnastics is a lot more accessible now too, just to be able to watch it. I often watch it a lot on YouTube when people will like upload competitions and stuff. But also too, with like the rise of Simone Biles, like she's very much our like Dominique Dawes, right? Or our Mary Lou Retton. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there's so many else other, like so many other gymnasts you can name, but that's when I really got into it, was when she was making her comeback after Rio. And so it's something that brings me a lot of peace watching gymnastics. And they're striving for perfection. And so that's something when they hit a routine, like that's really cool. But also too, I feel like I learned so much just as a spectator when they mess up a routine, or you see them take like an extra swing on the bars and stuff like that. So I just was watching like a meet yesterday, and they obviously do the same routines at each meet. And so when you learn their routines and then you can see them get better, or like not wobble on the beam in a certain part and stuff like that. So it's just cool. And I've been, sorry, me rambling. And there's certain gymnasts that I've watched for like the past, like, let's say 4 or 5 years. So like Jordan Chiles is a really cool gymnast to watch. She was in Tokyo for these last Olympics. And when I started watching her, just to see her confidence between before Tokyo and after Tokyo is like insane. Even to watch Jade Carey before Tokyo and after Tokyo, and when she went to college and stuff like that, you can just see them like light up now, and it's just cool to see their story and their progression as athletes and stuff like that. But I could talk about that for hours.
I love that. Yeah. 24, theme parks.
Absolutely. I love roller coasters.
Nice. Mm-hmm. 25, dubbed the Ron Bennington after famous radio personality. You're standing in a wrestling ring, and a wave of 9-year-olds, a random mix of boys and girls, are coming down to that ring to fight you. How many 9-year-olds could you beat in this fight?
3.
Wow. Okay. Solid 3, but 4.
No, happening. No. They would each get a limb if there are 4. Okay.
True. That is true. The starfish method. You're done mm-hmm. for at that point.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to headbutt a 9-year-old. Okay. I won't. I won't do it.
You got your morals.
Yeah.
And I respect
3, I'd probably take out.
I like it. I can see the math on it. I like it. 26. What's a game you know you can win? The audio listeners, the face scrunch is at a slowly escalating and thinking of this.
I don't think I have a game that I know I can win. I know I could do really well at slide. Okay. Do you remember slide where you...
Oh, the hand. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
I could do pretty well at that. I don't know if there's outside of that. I don't know if there's a game I know I could win, but I can talk shit for all of them. Even if I'm the worst one, I will absolutely talk the most shit and have no skill. That's one of my favorite parts of playing games. Talking shit, but having absolutely no skill. Like, I know I'm probably not going to win this, but I'm going to talk shit for days until the game's over. Then it's over. But
that's half the battle. That's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. 27. What topic can you discuss the most?
Probably gymnastics and Degrassi.
Oh,
Yes.
interesting,
Yeah.
interesting.
And I,
28. Oh, yeah, please.
at this point, I could probably talk about Housewives. I've been racking up Housewives franchises, so I could talk about Housewives at length. I should probably be like, oh, like global policy. No.
No, there's probably more drama within those housewives than any global politics happening currently.
You know, it gets pretty close.
28. Favorite place you visited?
Oh, Nigeria.
Oh.
Yeah, my family's from Nigeria, so getting to visit there was for the first time was awesome. And seeing like all my extended family was amazing. So I just have really great memories from those trips.
Oh, that's incredible. 29. What's your catchphrase? The action figure's coming out tomorrow, and they only need one more thing. They gotta have something, some catchphrase when you pull the string on the back. What's it gonna be?
Feel like my friends would probably have a better answer for this catchphrase than I would. I don't know if I would have a catchphrase, but I feel like if you pulled the string, I'd probably make a really specific face, because I stay making facial expressions that get me in trouble all the time. So if I don't know if I would have a catchphrase, but I would definitely have a facial expression.
That's even better. 30. What's the best costume or cosplay you ever wore?
Ooh, best costume. When I was in elementary school and in band, clarinet players, rise up. I went as a bag of money. So what that meant was I was in a big black trash bag with a green money sign on it. I filled it up with newspaper. Yeah, it's a good time.
That's excellent. That's really good. Maybe not the most comfortable to walk around then, but that's really good. 31. Have you ever had anything named after you?
No.
I'll put in a good word. Let's see what we can do. The internet's a
Please.
powerful thing.
It is very powerful, let me tell you that.
32. Hobby you've dedicated the most time to.
Well, I would improv started out as a hobby, so I would say improv is like the thing I've racked up the most hours doing. Yeah, definitely
33. Who's a celebrity you've had a crush on?
Who haven't I had a crush on is the question. Pretty loose with my crushes these days. I mean, Michael B. Jordan is a beautiful man. Just a beautiful man all around.
100%.
Beautiful man.
Gonna find no argument for me. 34. What's the strangest job you ever had?
One summer, I used to sell hot dogs at different grocery stores around Northern California, where I lived at the time.
Oh.
I would go and I would be on like the promo team for this specific hot dog brand. I'd put up my little sign. I'd have to bring the grill. I'd have to pick up the inventory in the morning, and I would be grilling in a corner of a store. And we would use pretzel sticks for people to sample them
Oh.
so that you could eat the whole thing.
See, Costco, you gotta step your game up with the toothpicks over there.
You know, we were in. I've done it at Costco too. So,
Ooh.
those are big money days. Those are long days at Costco.
35. A book you'd recommend the world to read.
Probably Talking to Strangers by Malcolm Gladwell. That's a very interesting book.
I might have to check this out. Okay.
Check it out.
36.
I really like him as a storyteller too. Sorry.
No, no, please.
I really like the way he writes. I just the way he I like how he storytells, especially in book form. It's like not me talking shit about Malcolm Gladwell. No, because I'm like I tried to listen to like revisionist history, and that was a little difficult for me to like keep up with in the car, you know? But I really enjoy the way he writes.
36. A movie that always makes you laugh.
My first thought is White Chicks.
That's a classic. That's a
It
classic. Are you kidding me? Terry Crews in that? Oh my goodness.
I mean, it had a chokehold on everyone when it came out, and like for years after. So good.
It's genuinely very good. 37. What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
I know that there's worse movies. The movie that's let me down the most, Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, okay.
Because I from that point on, that's when I stopped watching movie trailers, because when I say they put all of the funniest parts of Secret Life of Pets into that trailer, and then I went thinking it was going to be, it was, I think that was around the time of like Zootopia, right?
Yeah,
Maybe it was like
yes.
that same kind of like summer, like that couple years where there were, it was adult, it was like children's animation, but written with adults in mind. Like I
Yes.
love stuff like that. I don't need that in all movies, but I think Secret Life of Pets kind of set it up like that, and it did not deliver. And I just remember being so upset. Like I invited a friend to go watch this movie with me because I thought it was going to be a very fun time, and I just remember being so disappointed. And I'm like, I should rewatch it just without any expectations. But that's also, I just don't watch movie trailers anymore because I've gotten my hopes up and then I've been let down too many times. So I would rather just go watch a random movie I don't know much about and just be taken into the story, you know?
Yeah, no, 100% agree. There are too many times, whether it's an action movie and they spoil the best shot or a comedy and they all the good lines are in the commercials, it's like this is brutal.
It's real, it's very upsetting, and it just, yeah, it's just a bummer. It just always bums me out. So I'm like, well, I just won't watch the trailers. I won't watch the trailers, and I'll just go enjoy it. And it allows me to enjoy movies a lot more.
Yes. I fully agree. 38. Who's your favorite actor or actress?
One of my favorite actresses is Sandra Bullock. I really love her, all of her rom-coms. I can put those on at any time. And also a lot of her dramas. I really enjoy her work. And I have for a really long time, like since I was younger. If you go, I rewatched Miss Congeniality pretty recently, and it's just, she's so good in it. I love that movie. It's so good. So Sandra Bullock is one of my favorites.
Oh, she's incredible. She was another one who had a string of comedies, probably like five in a row, and all of them were like knocked it out of the park. She's fantastic. 39. How cool was it in Jurassic Park when the raptors were running through the kitchen?
Is that when the jello was jiggling?
It was immediately after the Jell-O jiggling.
See, wasn't really fazed by that. I have that jiggling jello stuck in my mind. So it was
All right. It's all right. I'm writing it down. Well,
okay. But that jello jiggling,
he's
that's
got the
iconic.
bandaged up hand in the whole thing. Yeah, that is good. Even as a kid, I remember watching that being like, his hands are filthy. He's been running through this island all day, got electrocuted, the whole deal, and he's just scooping jello with his hands. Like, Just seemed like a mess to me, but
It
hey,
was.
iconic nonetheless. Question 40. First show as a kid you got really into?
I mean, I remember my parents would put on Barney for me before I would go to school. Oh, I know there's one that I remember. So there was this cartoon block. Maybe it was either Disney Channel, but there was a block of programming, and it was like Winnie the Pooh, My Little Pony, and like the Gummy Bears.
Oh.
But I would say Winnie the Pooh was the one that I really got into from a very that I had a little Winnie the Pooh toy or stuffed animal. Yeah, Winnie the Pooh for sure.
Oh, that's great. How the whoever the voice actor was for that those like old school cartoon Winnie the Pooh, so soothing. Like it genuinely such an amazing voice. Oh. 41. Who should play you in a movie of your life?
Io from Big Mouth and the Bear.
Yes, okay.
I feel like I'm manifesting this right now that we are going to be in something together one day. But I feel like we're the same. We're not, I don't know. She's her own individual person. I feel like I'm my own individual person, but I just feel like we're very similar. So I think she would be someone that could play me in my life, or I could
Okay.
play her. I don't know. We're gonna meet one day, Bob.
We'll send a contract to each. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have each other's biopics in mind and see
Yeah.
what happens, you
Like, hey, girl, you need somebody? Let me know.
know? Question 42. Who's the biggest celebrity you've ever met in person?
Natalie Portman.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a biggie.
Yes, I served Natalie Portman one time at the coffee shop I worked at. She came in with her kids, and she was very sweet.
I like that.
Yeah, she was very nice.
43. TV show or podcast that you love, but you don't think anyone else knows about.
Smosh? Just kidding. Oh, I
This little indie project.
feel like their podcast is actually very large, so whatever. I feel like their podcast is really big, but I don't know if people would think I would listen to their podcast. But I really like Pretty Basic. It's a podcast with Alicia Marie and Remy, Miss Remy Ashton, and I just really love their friendship dynamic. And they're obviously they're like large creators, but I don't think they're like super mainstream, if that makes sense.
No,
Like they
totally.
are, but they're not. Like it's so like niche, like internet, you know what I mean? So that's a podcast that I really enjoy. It just sounds like two friends talking in like a very fun way that I really like. And I like a lot of their content too. So it's cool to feel like you're actually getting to hear them speak like on their relationship and like their real thoughts. And it doesn't feel super unfiltered, and it doesn't feel mean or anything. Like they both seem like very nice people, and they also like vlog and stuff, so I really like their podcast. It's really soothing.
Great. Shout out's pretty basic.
Not
Again, not an ad.
an ad,
Ads are
not
coming later. Not right now.
an ad.
44. Favorite comedian.
Jack A. Harry.
Oh, yeah. Throwing it back a little bit. Yes.
She's amazing. I was on a sister rewatch. She's excellent.
Used to love that show.
So good.
Who was it? Was it the neighbor who became like the big R&B artist? I'm blanking on the
Yeah.
name. It was like,
Marcus Houston.
yes. But he was like cast as like the annoying neighbor. Then they had to be like, Actually, now you're like the most popular singer on earth, so we have
Yeah,
to
you're like
notch you up a
hot
little bit.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta change the storyline up a little bit. I can't remember if he was, I think when he was still pretty young, they had him singing on. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me not. Just like we're not recording the audio. I'm just like on a Zoom with a friend. I'm like, yeah. I think they had him on when he was initially famous, and then I think he blew up even more.
So I remember it, but that was also like 30 years ago. So,
Yeah, he's in a pretty big boy band. I can't remember which one it was though.
yeah, blanking on my name too. Yeah, but still, heck of a show. 45 best Saturday Night Live cast member.
Maya Rudolph.
You know, the more I do these episodes, I think that's the right answer. She
Yeah.
is just undeniably funny on that show.
Yeah. She ate everybody up. Well, not everybody, but like she ate. Oh,
46. What's the nerdiest thing you've done?
the nerdiest thing I've done is probably watch every single episode of Degrassi, including like the episodes from the 80s, and then
Oh, not just like the 90s version, like Drake version. Oh.
we're talking. If I could find copies of the Kids of Degrassi Street, I would watch those four episodes as well. But everything after the Kids of Degrassi Street, I've watched. And then I remember I did a really heavy summer rewatch when I was in high school. And I found that episode that was banned in the US, Manny's abortion episode.
Yeah.
T, Manny had an abortion, and they didn't let us see it in the US. And now I'm writing a musical about Degrassi with one of my friends who's also a big Degrassi nerd. So that's probably the nerdiest thing I've ever done. That's like my fandom
Looking at the judges, they're saying yes.
for
Yeah, that
sure.
counts. 47, least favorite state.
Florida.
That is correct.
Yeah.
They gotta pull themselves together down there. 48, best thing you've ever won.
Oh, I won Most Valuable Student in 7th grade.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, most valuable student, is that not like best grades, or is that like judged differently, or is that just like
No,
Or
I think it's like,
unclear.
right? Right? It's kind of like, what does that mean? I think it was kind of like, I don't know what the criteria was, but it couldn't have been grades because not that I know it just I know it wasn't just grades. I think it was more like character and everything too. And so
Gotcha.
and I went to a middle school that was just 7th and 8th graders, so getting Most Valuable Student as a 7th grader was really cool.
Incredible. Yeah, that is such an honor. 49. Is there anything you've collected or had a collection of?
No, every time I try to collect things, after like the fifth or sixth thing, I kind of am like, is this, are we gonna go down this path? Are we
Yeah.
really gonna go down this path? And then I stop myself. So like I really love Squishmallows, but like no offense to people that collect them, I just don't have the space like that in my apartment, nor like I don't want to have they are stuffed animals. Like if we like don't come after me, Squishmallow
What
community,
it
but
is. That's what it is.
you know what I mean? So it's like I don't want a bunch of stuffed animals around my room like that. Like I want peace. Okay. So I've like tried to collect Squishmallows and I'm like, nah, I don't really want to go down that path. And then I got like a couple of Funko Pops. And then I was like, do I want more? I'm like, I also don't want to go down that path either because I don't have space like that. So I'm not a big collector of things, but I do try to collect memories more and more. And every time I want to try and buy a trinket, I'm like, okay, is there something If I'm gonna get a souvenir from a place, it needs to be like small and very, very specific. So
Yeah.
like I have this ring I got when I went to Phoenix. I'm like, what are the other things? I have a ring that I got when I went to Phoenix. When I was in Kansas City, I got this just really comfortable, like very cozy shirt from this brewing company that I just love it, right? So it has to be, if I'm gonna get like a souvenir or collect something, it has to be something that is actually additive and is gonna bring me joy. So I try not to collect things because, as I said before, I'm like pre-hoarder.
I know the feeling. I absolutely know the feeling.
Do you have
From
collections?
I you know what? I started a shot glass collection. Like, oh, I'll get a shot glass from everywhere I go. But then I like reorganized all my stuff and I'm like, what is this? There's like two shelves. I could use these shelves for something other than rows and rows of shot glasses that I'm never gonna use. It's like, I mean, I should call it good on this collection here. So
Right, and it's like, are you
pass.
taking shots like that? You know what I'm saying?
Not
Like,
f with my closest 55 friends or like
yeah.
however big the collection is. Like, no way. If I'm ever doing one, it's like, I got a cabinet. I can pull one out of the
Yeah, I'm like, I
cabinet.
got four. If I got five friends coming over, someone's gonna have to use a cup. It'll be
It's
okay.
got the you got the line at the bottom of the solo cup. It tells you where to go. Question 50. Dubbed the Ryan Davis and the last of the fighting questions, I swear. You're in a fight to the death with another person equal to your size. You're offered either an aluminum baseball bat or a 6-inch non-serrated knife, knowing the other weapon you don't choose goes to your opponent. Which do you choose, knife or bat?
Knife.
Very smart answer. Very smart. Why are you going with the knife?
Well, I feel like the baseball bat is gonna be really, if we're the same size, I'm assuming the same athleticism, I would get really tired swinging a bat after a while. So what I know I could do is I could just run around for a while, and then maybe bob and weave in there, and just a little shank shank, you know?
Just a little bit. Doesn't
Just
take
a
much motion. That's it.
little quick, some quick movements. You know, jog, 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 jog. That's the vision I'm having.
We have plenty more show. The great Jack UA, but we have to pay some bills. We got to keep the lights on in this place. So we got to send a quick shout out to the people who do the music for this show. The music you're bobbing your head to right now from the Mini Vandals. The song that's going to be taking us back from break from DJ Williams. The opening song from Diala. Or the closing song from Single Friend. And hey, if you like the show, maybe tell a friend about it. Text somebody. Give them a call. Tell them to check out 99 Questions. You can hear it on Spotify. Everyone has Spotify. I think. Maybe. Let's get back to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We got one more thing before we get back to the show. Something brand new, something I'm very excited about. It's the 99 Questions hotline? Hotline. Sure, that's what we're going to go with. I created a phone number for you to call. You can leave me a voicemail. If you have questions for me, if you have questions about the show, if you have questions for future guests,
You can call in, leave a voicemail, and your voice might be the one actually asking the question live on the show. Well, not live, it's pre-recorded, but you know what I mean. I got the number right here, 732-592-9838. That spells out Real Wax Vet. That's right, Real Wax Vet. Like a veterinarian who's really made of wax. I don't know. All the good numbers are taken, so this is the closest one I could get. Real Wax Vet. One more time, that's 732-592-9838. Give it a call, leave a message, have a great day.
Okay, let's do it.
Boy, Ecto, as they say. Question 51. What's your phone wallpaper right now?
My phone wallpaper right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like one of the default ones. How sad. It's the...
Well, the default ones are pretty good. I'm not going to lie. They've stepped their game up since the days of, like, you know, flip phones.
It's the purple and, like, red laser wallpaper iPhone, like, lined one.
Yeah, the kind of, like, neon fluorescent tube light things or whatever they actually are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 52. What's the last thing you Googled?
Let's see. Last thing I... I think the last thing I Googled was... I'm looking at my last Safari.
Mm.
My last Safari, like, window that was open. And it's, like, Kate Gosselin's relationship with her children.
Inquiring minds want to know, you know? You
gotta... Yeah. I think that was definitely a late night. I'm in bed, you're on your phone, and you're like, well, what has the relationship been like with the eight of them?
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, that is like a perfectly like 11:45 thought.
Yeah.
Question 53. You have to name your next pet without seeing them. What do you name them?
Ooh. Well, my first two pets are Olive and Berry. Mm. So, and it's like Black Olive and Black Berry because they're two black cats. So maybe the third one's going to be Angus.
Oh, that's good. That's good. A little kid named Angus?
Black Angus.
Black Angus.
Yeah.
I like this. Thanks. 54. What professional wrestler would you compare yourself to?
Ooh, what's her name? The one, are you familiar with WWE?
Oh, quite a bit.
She's the one with the big long braid.
Oh, Sasha? Bianca Belair.
Yep, Bianca, okay. Yes, her. I would say her. I saw her at SmackDown one time. I was like, yeah, yeah.
She's maybe, like, men or women combined, probably the most athletic person they have on the roster. She is unreal.
Like, so talented. So talented.
Yeah. Oh, great choice. Great choice. 55. What's your comfort food on a bad day?
I love gummy candy and Cool Ranch Doritos.
Ooh.
Yeah. Gummy candy and Cool Ranch Doritos for sure are like, that's a snack that if someone buys it for me on a bad day, I will always be like, okay, All right.
56. Favorite smell?
Probably like a light lavender smell. I really like. Yeah, a light lavender is my favorite smell, but I also have a very like specific memory to Irish Spring soap.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. Like Irish Spring soap, I love. It just like takes me back to like summer and my godmother's house where we would go swimming all summer. So I recently, you can get it at like the dollar store, and I recently like picked up a bar and I just like was like smelling it, and it was actually really calming. So if you see me smelling a bar of soap, that's all that is.
57. Best candy?
Gummy candy, the category. Wow. All gummy candy. And I'm talking like peach rings, like gummy bears. Not nerds or like anything encased in anything hard. It's all gummy candy.
Do you go toward the sour realm? That's like half the gummy aisle, it feels like, too.
I do sour.
That's the quote. That's the Breitbart quote right there.
Yes.
I do sour. 58. Worst candy.
Nerds.
Hmm.
I really dislike nerds. They don't do anything for me. What's your favorite candy, Bob? It looks like you don't disagree.
I'm a sucker for Reese's Pieces. That is just my... Me, because I just have built up that like memory of like movie theater candy. You know what I mean? And then when it leads into real life, it's like, oh, this is just the best candy then. This is the best. Absolutely. I'm a sucker for Reese's Pieces.
What's your most hated candy though?
Licorice. Yeah,
all of it.
See, Twizzlers I don't mind.
Right.
I don't know if I'll pick them out of a lineup, but I don't mind it if it's in my Halloween bag. I don't mind it, but like black licorice, no. That's like 1920s candy. Like that, yeah. I'm good.
I hear you. Look, I hear you. I may not agree with you, but I hear you.
Okay. You. 59. What's a restaurant you'd recommend?
Lucille's. What is it? Lucille's Barbecue and Steakhouse?
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It's a chain. It's definitely a chain restaurant. They have the best biscuits, and the butter with those biscuits is so good. It's like a southern restaurant, and they have a lot of they have like the lemonade in the mason jars, but the biscuits and the butter are so excellent. Like if you're trying to eat, like that's where you can eat.
Now I'm starving. Now I'm just hungry.
You're like, I gotta go to Starbucks. I gotta go to Lucille's. I have a lot of places to go now.
That's gonna be a drive from New Jersey. I gotta make it way down there for some good
ribs. There's probably Lucille's in New Jersey.
All right, I'm Googling this later.
Yeah.
Question 60. What's a food you've never eaten?
Caviar.
You're not missing much. It's...
Some people... Some housewives are obsessed with caviar.
Oh, see? This is where I got beef with the housewives.
Do you have beef or do you have fish eggs?
Hey, look at this. Look at this.
Hey, that was perfect. I know.
61. Strangest food that you have eaten?
It's not really a strange food, but I've definitely had pickles and whipped cream before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it wasn't bad.
Like whipped cream on a pickle? Like
yep.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I remember eating it and I was like, I'm not mad at this.
I was gonna say, I love pickles. I love whipped cream. Can't say I've ever had the combo, but
Hey, open up your mind to it, man.
Weekends are made for it. Mm-hmm. A little whipped cream on a pickle? That sounds like a Saturday to me. 62. What's a typical day off?
Typical day off includes me probably like a Saturday, like a day where I am resting. I am in bed or on the couch just watching TV. The cats have been fed. I've tidied up a little bit, just enough to be able to sit for hours on the couch. You know what I mean? Where you're just like, well, I'll just put it away. I'll just put it away.
Yeah.
So just chilling on the couch, watching TV, and then maybe like a good phone call with a friend or FaceTime with a friend, or just like going and hanging out with a friend for a couple hours, or like vegging out at my friend's couch. And then just like whatever we end up doing or looking up or getting into, that is very relaxing to me. So being able to have the space to kind of have the day go wherever it's going to go is just a really nice way to spend the day.
Yeah. No goals, no schedule, just free flowing. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
63, bucket list item that you accomplished.
That I accomplished?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of like my bucket list also is kind of career goals too. They're all kind of wrapped up in each other. Joining the union, like the SAG after union, was like a pretty big bucket list. And like my first like national commercial was like kind of like a bucket list item. So like on my bucket list still is like booking like my first like TV role. I think that would be cool, and like sitting and watching it with my family, like, is like very, that's kind of on my bucket list. But those first two, I've accomplished those, which is really cool. They're just dreams.
Incredible. Yeah. 64, bucket list item you probably won't accomplish.
Skydiving.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do that one.
too high
it's very high, and I guess like one of my doctors in college told me I shouldn't skydive, and I said okay, say less, girl.
Never questioned it, never, just all good.
Yeah, I said oh no, darn.
Oh gosh, that's good. Question 65, dubbed by previous guests the realest question of the bunch. Mm-hmm. Name of a friend you don't keep in contact with but regret it.
My best friend from high school, we are so similar in the way that we're both really bad at staying connected. So like it makes absolute sense the way both of us operate, that we kind of like lost the communication. So that's definitely one of my biggest regrets, like kind of losing touch with her and not being as in each other's lives at this point, that I regret that we're not as close as we used to be in high school, because she's like changed. She's one of the people that's definitely changed my life. And so that's something that I wish I hadn't let that fall to the wayside. And I wish I'd been more intentional about staying in contact after so many years.
Gotcha. 66. What's a game that makes you feel nostalgic?
That polar bear ice breaking game.
Oh yeah, where you tap on the ice or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck that's called, but yes, I know exactly what you mean.
You know, it's such a specific. I remember we got it for Christmas 1 year, and like I would play that with my older brothers and just tap it on the ice. And it's such an easy game, straightforward, but oh, man.
67. What game have you spent the most time playing?
Crash Bandicoot.
Mm.
Yeah. I suck at it now. all of my hand-eye is awful at this point in my life. And I got it on Switch because I wanted to play it again. But I just don't really play video games like I used to. But that was one that I'd play a lot with my brothers, was Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, they came out with a new one relatively recently, and I remember playing it and getting like to the last 10 levels and being like, this is impossible. This is
There's a new one?
impossible. I say new, but I mean like last 5 years, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like, maybe this is my chance to re redemption.
It's very good, but don't get me wrong, it gets tough.
You were like, light flex. I did get to the last 10 levels of it, but it was so hard getting
Just saying, I did get there.
there.
68. What's something you've built with your own hands?
Oh, my nails.
Oh, very
Yeah.
nice.
My friend has gotten me into like doing my nails at home. So now it's like, you know, there's like hybrid poly gel and all of these and gel nail and all this whole process. And so I really enjoy like sitting and doing my nails and kind of like sculpting them and doing different like I'm not at like the design phase very much yet, but
Yeah.
that's something that I really enjoy doing.
That's awesome. 69. Best pickup line.
Oh, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Strawberry or blueberry?
Strawberry?
Dad, I just want to know what type of pancakes you want in the morning.
Oh, that's Nicely played, nicely played. Question 70. Have you ever had any good nicknames?
Good is the operative word. My teacher used to call me Jack Jack, but like,
Ooh.
I don't really like my teacher enough to, I don't know, whatever. I don't want to slander that man. People call me Jack Jack. People call me Jack-o-lantern. Some people call me Jacqueline, and it just, which is my full name, which I love, but it's also like, I don't know. Jay.
Sounds very formal, you know.
Yeah, nope. None that are like, I mean, Jackie in general is a nickname, so I guess that is my favorite nickname is my full name is Jacqueline, but all my friends call me Jackie. So if people call me Jacqueline, I know that we're not that good of friends, or that we're or you're maybe not that comfortable with me just yet. But Jackie is like what all my friends call me.
Love it. 71. Do you believe in love at first sight?
I kind of do.
Oh,
I
okay.
kind of do. And I feel like I definitely experienced it recently. Love, I would say love or lust. Like I believe it's on my first sight. A connection, a
Okay.
little something on my first sight, absolutely. Because I met my partner that way. I was FaceTiming with our mutual friend, and they put him on the phone, and I was like, who is that?
That spark's
Yeah,
hitting.
truly. And then it yeah, ever since then it's just been kind of great. It's been fantastic. So
That's amazing.
yeah.
72. What's a big turnoff of yours?
Oh, bad listeners when someone is pretending to listen, or ooh, that's one. Yeah, that's just a big turnoff. Just like a general pet peeve of mine is like, well, don't ask the question if you didn't want to hear the answer, or you stop listening. That bothers me.
Oh, I could see it. It's come from a real place. I get it. 73. Do you consider yourself an artist?
I do. Absolutely.
As well you should. 74. What's something you tried to cook and failed?
Oh, there was something I made recently. You know what? I think the last time I made chicken, I made the driest chicken I have ever made in my life. It was so dry. I mean, the callback to the earlier question, I made the driest chicken I've ever made. And when I say I ate all of it, I did, because I'm not in the business of wasting food. And it was the saddest meal I've ever made for myself. And so that was a fail. Like, I just left them, I was baking it, and I just left them in for like a little too long. And it just was the Sahara in my mouth.
There's a razor's edge on chicken between perfectly fine and just the driest thing on the planet.
Yes.
Brutal. Brutal. 75, dubbed the Ben Hansen after the first guest of this here show. What's the greatest piece of art ever made?
Well, for this Ben Hansen question, I mean, think the earth in which we reside upon is the greatest piece of art that has ever existed, as it has given a platform for other art to be created upon and therefore to exist.
This turned into beat poetry. So I know, right? Honestly, not a bad answer though.
Thank you.
76. Have you ever had something happen to you that you would consider paranormal?
Ooh, I don't fuck around with ghosts. I don't do it. I believe it. I know they're out there. Mm-hmm. I try not to invite it in. I try to respect it. Have I had anything paranormal? Not me saying that. I'm like, if there's any ghosts and spirits nearby, do what you need to do. I don't want to be involved in your narrative.
Just be on your merry way.
Yes. Blessings to all. Have I had anything paranormal happen to me? Nothing paranormal. I think the closest to paranormal I would say is people that have passed that show up in my dreams. So that's about as close as I'll get. But I definitely respect the paranormality, and mm-hmm. I don't play around with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I think I know the answer to this question. 77, would you ever use a Ouija board?
Absolutely not. Hell.
Correct.
Hell. Next question.
You are summoning demons. Get that out of here. 78. Simply, why?
Because why the fuck not?
79. If given the chance, when would you time travel to?
The future.
Mm.
Hopefully it'll be better for Black people then. Because in the past, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? When are you going to go? The future.
Options are limited, sadly. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Question 80. Have you ever made a sudden dramatic change to your lifestyle and stuck to it?
No. I've tried. I've tried. There are some things that I've tried to make sudden dramatic changes to, and they've taken me multiple times to actually catch on. So in college, I think that's the first time I read like Marie Kondo's book. The Subtle Art of, what is it? Tidying? The Magical Art of Tidying or something like that.
I believe you either way. Yeah, I know the one you mean.
Yeah, so just like going on that like organizing binge, gone in and out many, many times in my life. That's the closest I've gotten, I would say.
Yeah. 81. What game show, past or present, would you love to be a contestant on?
Oh, easy. The game show I would love to be on is Supermarket Sweep.
Oh, that's a classic. Absolutely.
I feel like I could do really well at Supermarket Sweep. The old version and the reboot, I wish they would bring it back, the Leslie Jones version.
Yeah.
Both of them I feel like I could do really well at.
People tucking turkeys in the back of their cart. Oh, I could do that all day.
Oh, absolutely all day.
82. What's a quote that you love?
And I found, so this is a quote that was on, I was an orientation leader in college, and this was one of the quotes on our shirts. I never heard it before, and I was like, this quote's a little long, but got a long quote to be quoting, and I'm not really good at quoting quotes. but this one I kind of always held on to since that point because I feel like it's very like purpose driven. So the quote is, don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive and go do that because what the world needs is people who have come alive.
That's beautiful.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, if you want to, change the world, like just do what brings you joy because that's going to bring other people joy, And maybe
Yeah.
that's a very selfish way to look at it, but it's like instead of reinventing, the wheel, it's like all I can do is my best and, try to bring happiness to people during that process. So.
No, 100%. I love that. 83, just as important a question. What's the best shirt that you own? Maybe it's the shirt with that quote on it.
I think that shirt, I got it in a small, so it's not the best shirt
Fair.
I
Fair.
got. The best shirt I own. The best shirt that I currently own right now is it's a shirt that I got in Kansas City. So I was out there doing like a show with Second City for like a week, and we went to this brewing spot, and they just had, I don't even drink beer, but we were at this brewery and they had a shirt and it said, it had, it's called Cat Shark. Cat Shark is the name of the beer,
Oh,
and
okay.
I just love the shirt, and it's super soft. It has a cat, it has a shark in it on it, and it has like the name of the brewery on the back. And it also, it's one of those sentimental items that I love where it's like it's a souvenir. It was such a specific time that I was in Kansas City. I'd never been to Kansas City before. I was there this year after this, right after the Super Bowl. So like,
Oh. What
yeah.
an
And
energy in that city, yeah.
yeah. And like, I don't know whenever in my life I will be in a city right after they win the Super Bowl. And to be, and we were performing a show about Kansas City, and it was kind of like a love letter to Kansas City. So it just was like everything about this trip was like it just was very special. And so that shirt is also just super soft shirt and very special to me. And it's I love the shirt. Be whether or not I drink beer or not, it's just like a really good shirt.
Also, Cat Shark, good name for a beer. I don't care
Yeah,
who you are. Yeah.
exactly.
84. Would you change your middle name?
Absolutely not.
Ooh, putting the foot down. I like it.
Oh.
85. What's a good impression you can do?
Again, good. I don't do good impressions. Oh, wait. What's credit? I think I can do a Tabitha Brown impression really well.
Oh,
Like
okay.
this is a very basic impression.
Okay.
Hello there.
That It's like Tabitha was in the room. Why?
Hello there.
I love, because that's all you need. That's all. That's the full. That's the A to Z of the impression. That's all you need.
Oh, that's all I got.
Perfect. 10 out of 10, no notes. 86. Is there a tattoo you wanted to get, but are glad you didn't get?
I don't have any tattoos. So I guess no, but I have a tattoo that I'm thinking about getting. Is there another tattoo question coming up?
No, we got nothing.
Oh, I don't know why I was like, well, he's about to ask me. The next question is going to be.
The next 13 are all about tattoos.
They're all about tattoos. Yeah. I'm thinking about getting a tattoo of a fork on my wrist. Because I tend to overthink a lot of things. And I've always like thought about another quote is, how do you eat an elephant like one bite at a time? So just as like a reminder to like slow down. But I was thinking about it more today, and I think I want to go back to my mom still has like the house I grew up in, and I want to go back and get a fork, one of the forks that we always used to eat, and like get that tattooed on my wrist of like, just slow down, just one step at a time. I get overwhelmed pretty easily, so
that would be so sweet. Yes. It gets the Bob Buell stamp of approval. Yes.
Thank you. I hope I don't regret it when I get it. So
87. How would you describe your 16-year-old self?
Anxious.
Yeah.
Anxious and high strung, I would say.
Yeah. I think a lot of people that age can relate. Yeah. 88. What's the worst injury you've ever had?
Oh, I fractured my wrist one time.
Ooh.
Have I broken anything? I've never broken anything, but have I broken something? Not me forgetting my life. yeah, I fractured my wrist when I was in elementary school, and that was not fun.
I can't imagine, no. 89. What's a habit of yours you want to break?
I would love to stop overthinking everything in my life. That's a pretty bad habit. That's one. And then a habit I wish I had was like being better about like putting things away. So I guess the habit of like just kind of walking in and putting things down or putting things on a surface, I would love to break that habit, because now I gotta go back and just be like, and put it away.
Jackie, believe me, I get it. The reason my camera is at this exact angle is because there's a pile of laundry behind this chair, perfectly hidden, just out of view.
Yes.
Question 90. Getting on the home stretch here. Have you ever lied on your resume?
I don't know. I've never lied on my resume, but I have used plenty of flowery language to bolster to bolster the things that I have done at a job. Absolutely.
No. And you should.
Absolutely.
Truly. You absolutely should.
Yeah. But I've never outright lied. I don't think that's right to do, but I have, you know, I've gotten into my little English language writing bag. So
a lot is looking for synonyms when you're writing up a resume, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
91. Have you ever punched someone in the face?
Mm-mm. No, I have tried many a times to take out a brother, one of my brothers, but I don't think I've ever actually connected my hand with their face.
Tomorrow's another day.
Exactly.
92. Would you ever go to a nude beach?
Yeah, Assuming it was like a safe, like chill beach where people weren't being weird, I would be open to it. Am I seeking one out? No, but if the opportunity presented itself and I felt good and safe, I would be open to it.
Nice. 93. Somehow not the realist question. When was the last time you cried?
Last night.
Happens. It happens. 94. What's something you've done and will probably never do again?
Date a coworker.
Mm.
Yeah. Date and or pursue a coworker. That is a lesson that has been presented to me many a times, and I think I have learned my lesson now.
This podcast is just life advice for the kids. We're
Yeah.
trying to teach people things
Yeah.
here, you know?
You know, it's
Okay.
yeah, never gonna do that again.
The good one. 95. Best compliment you ever received.
Okay, well, I take this as a compliment. And so let me explain what it is. And then, yeah, I take this as a compliment. But when I was starting out doing improv and sketch comedy, I remember one of my directors, told me that I perform like I don't know how good I am. And I took that as a compliment because I think it, I consider that like a sign of humility, if that makes sense, that I'm on stage, but I'm also like sharing, you know what I mean? I think sometimes people don't always share on stage. And so that's how I interpreted it. It might be seen other ways, but that was my interpretation of it, that like, you know, I'm a humble performer, and like, and I really appreciated that.
A tremendous compliment. 100%. 96. Tell me a joke.
Would you like access to my bank account?
It circles right back to that starving artist discussion from before. Ninety-seven. 97 used to be a question that I came up with that just wasn't all that good. And I had to
Okay.
acknowledge that, and I got rid of it, and I replaced it with the listener question of the week.
Can I wait? Can I hear what no, tell me the listener question first, and then can you tell me the yours?
Yes, I can. It is much worse, but yes. So if any of our wonderful listeners listening right now have a question they want to see used on a future episode, it's 99, of course, the number 99. Questionspod@gmail.com or 99questionspod on Twitter, as long as that website still exists. And this one is from Danny from New Jersey. You ever been with a white man before?
I see what's going on here. I see what's going on here.
There are games being played. There's questions being asked.
Yes. Yes, I love that. And the answer is yes.
Boom, headline written, definitive. We got there.
She
Confetti
has
starts
been with a
falling
white
for
man before.
us. And for the record, the old question that I got rid of, I think it lasted all of two episodes, maybe three before I changed it, was tell me a lie.
Oh, yeah.
Not good. Because
No,
it turns out
it's
everyone's
the
answer is just
opposite.
like, yeah, that's exactly it. Everyone's like, oh, I haven't been to Paris. Like, all right,
Oh,
well, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Especially because all of these questions are you're like, I get, okay, I
it was a worthy replacement.
it.
And thank you, Danny, for the questions.
Yeah, thank you, Danny.
Question 98. What made you want to be who you are today?
I will say Raven Simone had a big influence on my personality, comedic timing, and physicality. I wouldn't necessarily say like that Raven during her like that so Raven era really like had a big influence on me, right? Like having that type of representation on the Disney Channel, which was like, again, like I loved the Disney Channel growing up. And so it was really cool having someone like that on my TV that was just like the main, she's the main character. You know what I mean? Like she's absolutely the main character. She takes up space and it kind of just having that like kind of guide of how much space I could potentially take up was really cool. Not completely Raven and Simone. I guess what I'll say is, I mean, a lot of the TV that I watched growing up made me want to pursue acting and comedy and all of that stuff. So naturally, like Raven Simone, while she was doing That's a Raven, was like a huge influence on me. But also too, when I was in middle school, I got involved with leadership. And so, and like ASB and student council and stuff. And that's also like a huge part of my life. So just like having mentors in school, because I also loved school. Like I love learning, and having those people in my life just made me want to be a better person. And like they were very much my foundation as I continue to like pursue acting and everything, right? Because like LA is a wild, wild place. This industry is a wild, wild place to work in and stuff, and there's a lot of ups and downs, but I think like knowing what I value and having purpose and knowing what it means to be like a good person, I got that a lot from like the mentors that I've had, but also too like Raven showed me what it means to like take up space and be confident and stuff, and it took me a while to learn how to like actually embody that, but I think she was a really great example for me at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're at the top of the mountain here.
I know.
The titular question, if you will. Question 99. What do you want to be remembered for?
Ugh, not me getting emotional. I want to be remembered for being a good person, a kind person, and a caring person, and someone that shows up for the people in her life. And if I can, you know, make people laugh at the same time and like bring them joy, then like I would also love to be remembered for that.
Well, I can tell you at least for one person that that is, you are succeeding.
Oh, thank you.
I wish I had more questions for you here. Jackie, we've gone through them all. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for doing this. You have been such an absolute pleasure to have on here.
Thank you for having me on. I mean, BTS, I mean, you emailed my business email and I hadn't checked that thing for a while. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. So I'm like, I'm just really happy that we were able to do this and connect. And this is so like fun and easy, you know, like it's just very cool. And you're so sweet. You're like a great interviewer. So thank you for all the scheduling, everything. Like, this is really cool. Thank you for asking me. I feel like very honored and grateful to be able to spend this time with you. So glad we were able to do this.
That means the world. Thank you so much. Is there anything at all you want to plug, promote, anything you want to waft into the ears of our wonderful listeners here? Anything at all? The floor is yours.
What do I want to promote? Well, if you aren't following me, you can follow me on all social media platforms at Jacklyn_Uwe. That's at JACKLYN_UWEH. and I'm not sure when this is dropping, but I will have a big announcement coming up soon. So keep an eye out for that. And I think you'll know when you know. I think you'll know when you see the announcement, what the announcement is.
Oh, what a cliffhanger to leave people on. The amazing Jackie UA, everybody. Please check her out. I don't know what this announcement is. I'm as psyched as you are about it. But before I run out for some Starbucks and barbecue, it's last call time, the red light's on. Let's figure out what we learned here today. We learned that Britney Spears on the Pokemon the Movie soundtrack is the collab that the world needed back in the 90s. It's kind of like whipped cream on a pickle. You don't think it works, but it hits different. We learn that a well-placed slap from a sandal can help in most scenarios, fighting off a centipede, fighting off a coworker trying to hit on you, turning off a movie trailer that's about to spoil something. That's a valuable sandal. We learn that if you can help it, you should not be a starving artist. We learn by osmosis some of the housewife drama, and we learn that at the end of the day, you gotta find what makes you come alive. And I looked up how Kate Gosling is doing with her kids. Not good. I'm going to fall down this rabbit hole of articles for the next 2 weeks till our next episode. Until then, thank you and good night.